Chapter 4. Weaverton Cliff. The Art of Breathing and the Music of Motion. Do My Feet Have Eyes of Their Own? 2 hours earlier, as we ran single file up the trail from the National Road, there'd been a lot of that peculiar trail runner's practice of carrying on conversation with the person right behind you. Like what a not fully attentive bus driver might do with a garrulous passenger in the seat directly behind him. At the same time, though, like the bus driver watching out for a suddenly braking car ahead, you have to take care not to step on the heels of the runner just in front of you. I'd once inadvertently stepped on the heel of my main rival in a 2-mile college track championship just before passing him on the last turn, and going on to win by a couple of seconds, and while his shoe didn't come off, I felt guilty about it ever after. By now, though, the field had stretched out so far that in some places I couldn't see anyone ahead, and we were starting to feel the effort, so the chatting had stopped. I liked the silence, but there was also something disquieting about the leafy quiet of these woods. Nothing was visibly wrong, but I knew from my work at World Watch that the world's forest cover, including large swaths of this very ecosystem, was disappearing at a rate that in evolutionary time is just a blink of the eye. I wondered, will my grandchildren be able to run in these woods? I knew that soon, thank God, we would begin the descent to Weaverton. It was a relief being able to know that, and not just a relief, but from an evolutionary standpoint, a gift. If measured not in brute power or speed, but in ability to adapt to the enormous complexity of the physical world, we biped walkers and runners are still far more advanced than the sometimes catastrophically flawed systems of military security, food security, or communications security we've built. Humans, thanks to several million years of biological debugging, can anticipate the moments ahead, the trail ahead, in ways none of our inventions can. Our aircraft may be able to carry us hundreds of times faster than our legs can, but the planes can't plan their own journeys. We are still their